Hello, I'm Ashley. I haven't even drank the wine.
Backwards week.
It's Monday.
It's a backwards day.
Okay, let's do this again. I'm Janet.
I'm Ashley.
We're two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls like wine. Dear gosh.
It's been a long Monday.
Yeah.
You know what it was? We had off last Monday.
We only had four days
and
to
so,
work.
And so like now we're like, oh my god, we have to work 5 days this week.
I can't believe you worked today.
This is the first year in my entire life that I worked on my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yay!
It's Ashley's birthday. You're what, 26 now? Can
yes.
we say that? Is
we
it still okay
that.
To throw out the number?
Yeah, it's
I think it's after 30, right? Because I'm after 30 and I'm going to be 30 again.
Blank. Oh, yeah. It's going to be the blank anniversary of your 30th
it's
birthday.
It's just going to be 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could work with that.
Yeah. Until they call me out.
So they're like, there's no way you are 30.
Right. I'm strolling through the nursing home in my walker. I'm like, it's my 30th birthday. Bullshit, Grandma. Kristen be so proud of me. Speaking of Kristen, we're going to try and get her back on the show next week.
Yes.
Try. She's a busy lady, and I live out in BFE. But I live close enough to work that it's convenient for you. She works in Boulder.
I know.
And lives in Westminster.
That's like forever away.
It is. So we're going to try and get her back on.
Yes.
Come on.
I'm still trying to figure out what BFE stands for. Sorry.
Booty Flippin' Egypt.
Oh.
But not in the G-rated version.
Oh. I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it, like...
In the boonies?
Bumblefuck.
There you go.
That's what I learned. Okay. Now I know one.
Teaching you every year. Yay!
What was the other thing? What were those hill things that you taught me?
Hollers.
Hollers. I saw them on the TV show Buck Wild on MTV.
Duck
they
Dynasty?
Called it like Shane's Holler. And I was like, oh my god, Janet explained to me what that is.
That show got canceled, right?
Yeah, someone died.
Dang it. That sucks. You know you share a birthday with Psy from Duck Dynasty.
I don't know who that is. Is there anyone cooler that I share a birthday with?
No, I don't know. I googled your birthday to try and see, and I didn't see anyone that I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Hmm.
But I saw Psy. Maybe you gotta watch Duck Dynasty. It's freaking hilarious.
I don't know if I could commit to that.
Just promise me if you're flipping through the channels one Saturday or Sunday and it's on, you'll watch an episode.
Okay.
It's freaking hilarious. Psy is amazing.
Maybe there's nobody else born today that was, like, really, really cool because they were saving it for me.
Yeah, Princess Ashley.
I think that's fair.
So, what are you going to do for your birthday?
Well, since
it's kind
Monday,
of been a celebration for, like, since Thursday.
I'm recording tonight. This is my celebration.
Yes.
No. Yeah, we celebrated this weekend because...
Gotcha. And we started on Thursday with...
Manny's and... What's the word?
Martinis.
Martinis.
We had a lot of martinis, obviously, because we can't remember.
Yeah, which is surprising, because I'm
that
not, like,
fun.
A huge fan of martinis, but...
I'm not either. I think it's an adult shot with an olive in it.
Well, unless you get flavor ones.
Right, so with strawberry in it.
Yeah,
or
but
chocolate.
It is, like, really, really strong. It's, like, a very strong drink.
Yeah.
But it was nice to have our nails done.
It was. Wait, yep, that was fun.
Yeah, and then... You know.
And the boyfriend spoiled you the rest of the weekend?
Of course.
And your dad and mom? Did they send you stuff?
My mom works really, really hard, so I'll get it in like a week or two.
Hey, that's how you roll. Didn't
I
you
know.
Do that with your sister or cousin or Custer or something?
Yeah, I actually still haven't sent out some stuff I need to send out.
Oh, my lord.
But they know it's coming, so...
We have FedEx and UPS that stop by our work every day, I think.
I know.
So you could, like, schedule a pickup.
I know.
I'm not trying to bust
your... I told you that they're sitting packaged in, like, the FedEx boxes at my apartment.
Oh, dear gosh.
I just have to take them to the post office.
But the FedEx guy comes to our office every day.
I know, but I didn't pay for them through FedEx. I did them through, like, the USPS, like...
United States Postal Service?
Yeah, you know, they're, like, flat rates. I did that. And the post office is across the street from my apartment.
You're lazy.
I'm gonna get there one day. I always think about it at like 6:15 and they close at 6:30 and I'm like, crap, there goes that idea.
You should bring him to work.
So that I go there after?
Yes.
Maybe.
I'm not trying to bust your chops on your birthday.
I'll get it done.
Yeah. So, what's going on in the entertainment world?
A lot. Well, a lot happened.
Yeah. Within the last month. Are you sick? You sound stuffy.
I did say this morning that my eyes were bothering me. I don't know if I have allergies. Maybe it's something
your
that
eyes
happened.
Look fine now, but yeah, you sound a little stuffy.
Yeah. Maybe.
Sorry.
Maybe now that I'm getting older, it's like I have allergies.
As she hits 26, she's like, now that I'm old.
You never know.
The rest of us want to throw our walkers at you. So,
I'm gonna need one of those tomorrow.
We talked about Miley Cyrus back, I don't even know when, because I was like, are they, aren't they, are they, aren't they? Well, I checked out my friend, Spicy Pants. She has a Celebrity Smack website.
Oh, and she's
not.
Title.
Yeah, she's not one of those people that, like, throws everything out there like National Enquirer and hopes that it's true. So I'm really hoping that she's right. But she came out and said that Miley Cyrus and longtime boyfriend Liam Hemsworth have split. He dumped her.
I'm really shocked that they kept it this hidden for so long. Like, they did a good job of acting.
Right. But they weren't really spotted together.
But, like, it wasn't like, it was like, okay, they haven't been spotted together, but nothing, like, really was confirmed.
His car was parked at her house.
Yeah. And like, they did a good job of playing cover-up.
I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, like,
he probably didn't like her haircut.
Well, I'm just saying that if I got my, like, if I came home tomorrow with my hair like that, I would be dumped, too.
Right. Have you been using your extensions?
I didn't get them.
What?
I decided to cancel the order.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. Probably just slipped my mind. I thought about it, and because they couldn't get the ones, like, sewn in.
Uh-huh.
I know me. Like, I remember when I used to blow out my hair?
No.
I used to, like, blow, like, round brush it and have, like, a little bit more body to it.
Oh, when it first got cut? Yeah.
That stopped after, like, 2 weeks, and I know the same thing will happen if I get the clip-in extensions. Like, if they're not permanently in my head, I'm not doing anything.
Kind of like you and fake eyelashes. Like, when you first learned how to do them, you were doing them every weekend.
Yeah, and now I'm like, whatever. Yeah. I think I fell asleep in my fake eyelashes too many times.
That hurts. I, after a few cocktails, have ripped them off. That hurts in the morning.
I always rip mine off.
At the time, I guess the alcohol makes it numb.
I guess maybe because I always rip them off next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never do the eye makeup remover. I'm just like, rip.
Yeah, me either.
Mm. I don't have time for that.
So Miley Cyrus, sorry, random. Ashley, breaking news, did not get her extensions. Whee! What else happened? Let's see, last week Blake Shelton hosted that really cool thing for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It was a fundraiser that was on NBC, and I think it was simulcast, like, on other stations and on radio stations across the country, where he got a bunch of awesome people together. They performed and raised money. It's kind of like a telethon.
And I didn't realize, like, I was kind of like, okay, well, did they just pick him because it's country and Oklahoma's kind of country? I didn't realize he was from.
They didn't pick him. He's the one that put it together.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a nice guy.
He really is.
Every time I see him, I think I fall more in love with him.
Well, he did an interview with People Magazine.
Yes.
And according to this interview, the honeymoon isn't over for him and Miranda Lambert. After 2 years of marriage, the voice judge reveals that the secrets to his, or he revealed the secrets to his happy marriage. So despite all the rumors, they're not pregnant, they're not fighting. He told People Magazine that he tells Miranda, I have nothing to hide from you, and that's always been their policy. Here's my phone, go through it. He also, you know, if she wants to go through his email or his computer, he's like, here you go, take a crack at it.
I like that. Yeah. I think that girls are crazy. I'm just going to end it there. Girls are crazy. And so, because I could follow up with so many things. And I think that no matter how long
I think men make us crazy.
Oh, absolutely. But I think that, like, you could be with someone for years and years and years and years and still have, like, I don't know, maybe, like, minor underlying
trust issues?
Yeah, or, like, insecurities. Like, it's just, and maybe not even, like, a questioning. It's just, like, a reassurance. Like, okay, after 15 years, he still loves me the most. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of just nice to know that if I want to pick up the phone and go through it, I can.
Right.
I don't know. I love them together.
They are adorable.
I kind of wish she was pregnant, though.
No.
Why?
She's going to lose her edge when that happens.
No. No.
You don't know the country music world.
Well, that's just lame. But, I know. You know it what is. I was realizing? Their anniversary is May 14th, and didn't you go see her like
May 18th?
So I don't even think they were together for their anniversary.
Probably not.
That's horrible.
Well, they're so busy. That's why I think he should get off The Voice.
Oh.
I know.
He's the best judge on The Voice.
I know. He's like rocking.
Well, he's like the best to look at. That's what I meant.
Oh. Usher? You're not an Usher fan?
I used to be. I got some old school Usher on my phone.
He's got some dance moves.
Yeah, he does. He reminds me of a black Justin Timberlake. Like, they have this similar style music and dance moves and, like...
And Justin Bieber.
No. Nope. I'm gonna totally forget you said that.
He's going off the deep end, I think.
I heard he's being, like, investigated.
Yeah, he was investigated last week for driving badly.
I don't know either. I don't know what's with stars too these days. Like, everyone's going off the deep end. Did you see the picture of...
Amanda Bynes?
In court?
She's crazy town.
She, like, literally, like, threw a wig on her head.
Yeah, because have you seen the picture, her mugshot? She has no hair. Mugshot.
What?
It's not bald, but it's, like, an inch tall.
What happened to her? She used to do the Ask Ashley, and I loved it because my name was Ashley, so I'd be like, that's me.
Yeah, she's gone nuts. Yeah. I wonder who's handling her. Like, people like that need handlers.
Like Britney Spears, didn't she have somebody that
conservator? Yeah, her dad ended up taking over her conservatorship, and then that's her so ex-fiance was part of that until they broke up. But she seems to be doing well. She was on the cover of one of those fitness magazines, yeah. And she looked amazing.
She got her life back together.
And then they had a like photo of her out and about, and they compared, and there was like minimal airbrushing.
Huh? She's not really doing much anymore though. Like,
well, she was on the X Factor, and then she's not.
No music.
No, she's got kids. She's being a mama.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has plenty of money to raise those kids now.
Huh.
Speaking of famous people being stupid, what is it with all the reality shows? I'm sick of it. I started watching 2 weeks ago. Steve's out of town. And so I started watching XOX Betsy Johnson.
I know. Yeah, I saw you post that on Facebook. I had no idea what that was.
Do you know what Betsy Johnson is?
Yes.
She's, okay. She has a reality show that follows her and her daughter around now. And I'm like, I had so much more respect for you when I really didn't know how crazy you were.
Well...
And her dresses are like $200 a piece.
That's insane. I know that you don't like the K-Team. I'm just going to throw that.
Who's the K-Team? Oh, dear God.
But, so, the new season is starting, and you know, obviously, like, Kim's having Kanye's baby. And he, like...
Is it confirmed that it's his baby?
Well, we'll see when it comes out, right?
Comes out all whitey. Albino.
So, they were talking about the season, like, because he's the only one that's not...
In the picture.
Anywhere in the show. And he was, like, really not in it much last season either. And I guess he was pretty adamant, like, he doesn't want to be in the show. And so, she was saying that she's thinking about leaving the show because he has taught her how important privacy in life is.
Kim Kardashian doesn't know that word.
And I'm like, first of all, Kanye taught you the meaning of privacy. Because his life is ultra private.
I just remember that one year that he came up on those awards and took the microphone from Taylor Swift, and I still liked her at the time. And I just wanted to punch him.
Yeah. You know, I didn't like him for that, but now, in retrospect, I kind of think she deserved it.
Dear Lord.
Like, if she would have taken the hint back then and stopped her blabbering...
She had just gotten up there. It's not like she was sitting there talking. Oh, whatever.
I just don't like her.
So talk about the Jonas crap.
Oh, so you know I like Jonas Brothers.
And they have this show, Married with Jonas.
Just because I like his wife. And so there was like rumors of a sex tape. Which is ridiculous because first of all three of those like pledged, all three of the brothers pledged to like, I don't know, what's that pledge? Like, to wait till marriage.
Abstinence. There you
go. Wait till marriage, same thing. And so he's married, and now they're claiming that a sex tape came out, and, I mean, clearly it's false. But they were saying how, like, it was nice that they actually addressed it on the show instead of, like, you know, a lot of celebrities just, like, sweep it under the rug kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, like, talked about it and, like, laughed about it and, like, were all making jokes about it, which was... I guess a good way to handle
it. It's kind of tacky.
What?
Joking about it, laughing about it.
Well, like, they were like, no, like, they were saying...
I didn't watch it.
So, they were touring South America for a while.
Okay.
And so his...
So are the Jonas Brothers still together?
Yeah, apparently. Oh, I didn't know that either.
Okay, good.
The show confirmed that for me. But so Danny, the one guy's wife, was, you know, visiting him, but, like, was still at their home in New Jersey. And so, like, one of them said... Or he joked, he goes, I guess what happens in South America doesn't stay in South America. Like, they were just joking about it. And, like, his brother was like, I told him not to keep that laptop open. Like, so they were just, like, you know, like, not brushing it off, but, you know, not getting, like, all worked up about it. Which I think is probably a good way to deal with it. Because I feel like the people who start those rumors want you to be, like,
no! Yeah, exactly. And freak out. Exactly. You know what? Speaking of laptops and cameras on laptops, I was watching a news show one time, and hackers, if you leave your computer on, and I don't even, your computer might be able to be off, they can hack into your webcam and look and see what your webcam sees. Yeah. And so they recommend getting those black things put over a webcam, putting tape over it, or closing your computer.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So... But I thought, like, when your webcam was activated, like, mine, like, flashed, has, like, a little blue light.
I do not have that.
No?
Mm-mm. I forget that there's one on this laptop
times. If they could hack into it, they could find a way to, like,
right. But if there's, but if there's a black thing, like a black piece of tape over it, or your computer's shut, and then they could see if you're home, or they could see worse, you know? Maybe you're getting a little lucky in front of the computer. And...
Or even worse, like, maybe you're not home, and they could, like...
Yeah. It's bad.
That's creepy.
So be careful with your laptop.
I wonder, what about the camera on our iPads?
I don't know.
Or our iPhones?
I don't know.
There's a lot of cameras.
There's cameras everywhere. Like, everywhere. I didn't know there were cameras at our work for the longest time.
Where? I know there's the one by, like, our...
There's a couple.
Like, break area.
Yeah. There's a couple. I didn't realize that till I went to our Texas branch, and I'm like, why are there cameras everywhere? And they're like, that's how it is in your office, too. I was like, I had no idea. Not that I do anything, but what if I was, like, picking my butt, you're trying to wedge you out? And, and I come in the morning all rough and stuff before I get in the gym, you know, and I'm like, oh, gosh. That's why they're nice to me. They're like, oh, retarded girl. So as a kid, what was your favorite cartoon?
Jeez, I don't even know. Probably The Little Mermaid.
That was a movie.
No, they had a cartoon on Disney.
Did they?
Okay, let me pick a better one. Gummy Bears. Do you remember Gummy Bears?
Nope.
Okay. I can't think of any other better ones, because I feel like if you didn't know Gummy Bears, you're not going to know any of the others.
You were much younger than me, like 5 years.
What was yours?
I liked the Flintstones.
I liked the Flintstones.
They're coming back.
Like a TV show?
Well, it's coming back to film. Warner Brothers and WWE Studios is bringing it back. So we're going to have Barney and
WWE
Fred.
Like the wrestling?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Maybe there's another WWE. Wouldn't that be funny? Yeah. Like, The Rock comes in and, like, body slams Barney.
When I saw this article, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, how are they going to incorporate wrestling into the Flintstones?
I don't know. I just loved thinking that they, you know, didn't live the way we did. And they still made do with, like, dinosaurs and, like, running cars with their feet.
Yeah. I liked the first movie, too.
Yeah, with John Goodman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff. So, I found an article. I know you've already had your birthday party, but I found an article that I wanted to share, because for next year, you can start planning your birthday party.
Yeah, because I know
my birthday party's coming up in July, and there's lots of people that have birthdays.
I like it.
Every day. Okay. Everyone has a birthday. So, I found 20 amazing summer birthday party ideas, because I'm a summer birthday person, and you're kind of.
I'm a summer birthday person.
It's still spring when you have your birthday.
It's after Memorial Day. It's summer.
So the first one that I know Steve would love, the boyfriend, it says, have a luau.
I never had a luau party.
Me either.
I used to have pool parties, but I would get down with the luau.
Yeah. You know, growing up, I didn't have birthday parties because school was out.
Oh.
I didn't have friends.
Mine was always, right around, like, the last weekend of school, so there was a lot to celebrate.
There you go. All right, the next one I didn't quite understand.
A museum trip? Yeah, I'm good. Good on that one.
The number three birthday idea, potluck picnic. That sounds so Missouri.
I can get down with a picnic, but, like, the potluck idea, I'd feel bad asking
it
people
says,
to come to my
yeah.
birthday and bring food.
Well, you know, in place of gifts. Here, bring your favorite meal.
I love gifts.
No, oh, I know. How about the next one? That's so you.
Great escape. If you have cash to spare, I have a summer birthday idea that'll make your special day a feat.
A fete. It's a fete.
I like it.
You just made up a word.
Plan an out-of-state weekend getaway with your best friend and take a few tours. We did that last year for my best friend's birthday. We went to Vegas.
Where would you want to go if you had an out-of-state birthday? Joey, listen. Next year.
The beach. And I'm
Shut
open.
Up.
I'm open on that. So, like,
You're going to be at the beach next year.
Maybe.
Shut up.
That would be where I'd want to go. Or even, like, a fun road trip. I don't know. I'm down for whatever.
The number five birthday idea for the summer is a barbecue. I think you should have barbecue even if it isn't your birthday. I love barbecues.
Yeah. We did a barbecue for the weekend before my birthday.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. We did an outdoor barbecue camping.
Yeah.
I can't do barbecues too often.
I love grilling a steak.
Maybe that's why. We're too poor to afford steaks, so we grill hot dogs and hamburgers.
Well, Steve doesn't like steaks, so I can go cheap with him and buy, like, bratwurst. And then I got myself, like, an $8 ribeye.
Steak, yeah.
And I'm like, yay! But he doesn't like steaks, so it's not like I'm being mean.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big bratwurst fan.
And you remember how I eat my hot dogs with lots of ketchup, so
and
I don't
no
think it's
butts.
Good for my stomach to eat all that ketchup every
right.
weekend.
All right, number six, birthday party idea for the summertime.
Outdoor movie night. And actually, on Mondays at Red Rocks in the summer, they do movies outside.
I went and saw The Hangover there.
Huh. And I forget what day, but at the park across the street from me, Infinity Park, they do certain nights of the week, too.
Yeah. It's really awesome to see a movie at Red Rocks.
I could get down with that.
Number seven, dress up. Let your originality take center stage with a dress-up party. What are we, eight? Whether you're itching to be a Hollywood it girl or for a night or aim for classic black and white, your shindig should reflect your personality.
Well, I did want to do the Kentucky Derby thing for a while just because I wanted to dress up like I was going to the Kentucky Derby.
But it was
going
to be like a month afterwards.
I know.
Next year for the Kentucky Derby, let's try... Oh, you'll be gone.
No, not necessarily.
Shut up.
Let's do a Kentucky Derby party.
Okay, we'll Skype.
I have a huge hat. I need to use it.
All right, number eight, birthday idea.
Foodie festivity. Show off your adventurous side with a summer birthday party idea fit for a major foodie. Indulge your guests with various cuisines buffet style. So, I would just go out to eat.
Yeah, does this mean you're sitting there cooking all these awesome foods for your friends
for
your birthday?
That's what the picture kind of looks like, because I'm like, I'm not cooking on my birthday.
Yeah, no kidding. Ooh, number nine. Yay!
I like this one.
A wine tasting. I say let's do it. We don't have to have a birthday to do this.
Yeah, we can just whenever.
Yeah.
Every day.
Sip wine and nosh on cheese in the privacy of your backyard. Yeah, invite everyone to bring a bottle of their favorite wine. Of course, ours would be Relax. What color would you choose?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I'd choose the blue bottle, the Riesling.
I really like the green bottle.
I do too, but I think because the blue is like my first Relax.
And it's kind of chill, taste-wise.
Yeah, and it says chill and unwind on top. It's just perfect for summer, I feel like.
All right, number 10.
Campfire!
Whee!
I like this idea. Except I will never sleep in a tent again, so...
Why? What happened?
I just don't like... It's cold.
It is. You're in Colorado.
I'll sleep in my car next time. But camping can be fun.
All right, the next one, a scavenger hunt. It's your birthday, so I think someone should plan the scavenger hunt.
Outside of you. And it adds up to, like, a really cool surprise for you.
Yeah.
I could be down for that.
So birthday people, if you're planning birthday parties for other people, scavenger hunt's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12.
Game night, which...
I love game nights.
I love game nights, too, and Joey and I have a ton of games. But I just feel like we would do that too frequently where it wouldn't be...
special.
Yeah, like it wouldn't be something to celebrate a birthday, but I love game nights.
When I started dating my boyfriend, Steve, I was like, so do you and your friends get together for game nights? And he looked at me like I was
an alien. We should implement one, because Joey and I used to do it in college, like at least once a week, and now, like, we don't.
I don't know if Steve would be down. And I don't know if Joey likes me.
That's baloney. Joey doesn't. No, he does not. Joey's never met anyone he doesn't like. And Joey thinks Steve is hysterical. And game nights are awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll have to think. We'll have to, like, come up with some major bribing for that one.
The number 13 of the 20 amazing summer birthday ideas, do it yourself. Here's a summer birthday party idea you can really get creative with. If you're up for a little do-it-yourself fun, head to your local craft store and purchase a stash of plain totes, tees, or picture frames. Oh, and don't forget the glitter. Yay, glitter. Fabric glue and paint. Round up your buddies for some do-it-yourself birthday fun. If the sun is shining, head outdoors to enjoy the warm weather, preferably under a shade.
That could be fun.
Yes, except Ashley doesn't own sunscreen.
I don't, actually. I was trying to come back with that, but I actually don't.
Yeah. The next one, there's a place we could do this by our work.
There is?
Yeah.
I wish I knew a place to do this. Paintballing!
I'm not good at it. Okay. I don't know. I'm not very competitive, and when I do get competitive and I get excited, I'm afraid I'm going to pee my pants.
So you're like your dog. Like, you get really excited, and you're just like, I can't hold it in.
Yes. And I'm like, don't shoot me, oh my God. Yeah, I could never.
Dad and I used to go do laser tag, and I used to get that way. Like, I get so excited and frantic that I wouldn't realize I was standing in the middle of the open thing, and I was getting, like, pummeled. So I'd probably be the same way at paintball.
That's awesome. All right, the next one. Is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn. Oh.
Retro revelry. If you're a child of the 80s or 90s like us, give your guests a throwback they won't forget. Pop in tunes from the decade of your birth, design your venue in vintage-themed decor, and hand out party bags chock full of the candy you crave as a kid.
That'd be really cool.
I am. When it was around Christmas time, Steve and I found a bunch of bags that were, like, labeled, like, 80s, 60s, 70s, like, mm-hmm. candy that was, like, popular back then.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I could get down to it. I love, like, themed parties, and I've done the 80s party, like, 1,000 times.
I could see that.
I just like the hot neon colors, wearing mm-hmm. my ponytails inside. You know.
And the next birthday idea.
A beer garden beach party, which I don't know how the two are combined, but it says, if you're looking for a stress-free summer birthday idea, buy a cute bikini and hit the beach. Many beaches feature a beer garden, which is a day of lounging, bottled in hand, is a much-deserved break from the stresses of work. I never heard of a beer garden before. Like, I was thinking of, like, a legit garden, and I was like, how are you going to combine?
I don't know. That would be something fun to look into.
Yeah.
Next year.
Colorado has no beaches.
Yeah, next year you can Skype with me while you're at the beach, and I'm going to be here.
You can come visit.
Number 17, restaurant bar hopping with a twist. If you're one for tradition, a night of dinner and bar hopping can be ridiculously fun. I haven't done that in forever. That's so much fun. If you're looking to change it up a bit, play an extended game of truth or dare. Dare your BFF to hand her number to the hot bartender, for example. I'm sure she'll pay you back.
They have, like, the bachelorette ones where, like, if you're out, you have to do, like, all those truth or dare things.
Yeah. Some of those are a little risque.
Yeah. We used to do bar tours in college.
What's that?
It's, like, you'd get a whole group of people, and if you did a bar tour, like, most bars would give you a discount or, like, just not charge you, like, the entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would just start at one bar. And the way Penn State was, like, you had two blocks, and one was, like, a one-way street going one way, and one was going the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd start on one, and you'd hit all the bars, and you'd literally just go in a loop. Because all the bars were, like, in a loop like that.
Hmm.
There was, like, 20-something bars. It was...
So by the time you got through the loop, you were schnockered?
If you made it through the loop, you were a champion.
Did you do that for your birthday once?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I wanted to not die on my birthday.
Dear Lord.
I mean, you had to start at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning to get through, like, all the bars.
Really? If you only had, like, a drink at each bar?
Oh, yeah, but you never did that.
Oh. Moderation, Ashley.
It was fun, though. It was definitely something cool to do.
All right, the next birthday idea.
is ghost hunting.
I think that would be more fun, like, if your birthday was in the fall.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, I don't think of it as a summer thing.
Have you ever been to the Stanley Hotel?
No.
Before you leave Colorado, you should go to the Stanley Hotel. It's in, crap. What's the name of that town? What's the name of the town? I'm Googling.
Is it going to scare the bejesus out of me?
No, I've been there during the day. It's okay. Really cool, but it's where Stephen King's movie, The Shining, was filmed.
I don't want to go see that. That's a scary movie.
It's in Estes Park. I kept wanting to say Evergreen.
Oh, Jenny and I were up there.
Yeah, it's the big white mansion. Not sure how you missed it.
Cute.
I don't know. You need to go up there. Steve and I went there during the day once.
Joe would be so into that. He loves scary stuff, and he loves that movie.
So I accidentally just closed out.
Okay.
What are the next couple?
19.
Is karaoke, unless you can't sing, like me. I suck at karaoke, and I didn't realize that until I was, until I was 18. I had just gone to college, and they're like, let's karaoke. I'm like, how bad could I be? I was bad.
I feel like nobody can be bad at karaoke. Oh,
I can't carry a tune in a bucket. You've heard me try and sing at work. I get excited, and I'm like,
I mean, it wasn't Miranda Lambert, but it wasn't like horrible.
It's like a flat tire. I don't know what yeah.
I would be down for karaoke.
And what's the last one?
Stargazing, which sounds boring. Maybe when I'm older, I'll like stargazing, but right now I'm just not into it.
I always end up wanting to make out.
I always fall asleep.
At my grandma's house back in Missouri, there was like no lights around at all. And I would just go laid out and look at the stars. It was pretty relaxing.
That's what I like about camping in Colorado, because you're so far, like you're so high up, that a lot of the times you have like really nice views
right
at night. But again,
it's cold.
And it's so cold.
It is so cold in Colorado. Oh. All right, well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Let's finish our wine and
celebrate.
Yes. Here's a cupcake. Lying. I didn't bring any cupcakes.
Cupcakes? I don't need cupcakes. I know. We talked about our fitness plan last time. Like, we don't need cupcakes.
Yeah. And we had cupcakes at work, so.
Yeah.
We always do. That's our thing. Except Atkins diet has interrupted my cupcake pal.
Our coworker. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. She's on the Atkins diet, and we used to do
cupcake
the.
Cupcake pals.
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Cheers to another year.
Yay.
Drink some relaxed wine, and we will be back, hopefully, with Kristen next week. So, fingers crossed. Thanks for listening, and do you have a quote?
Oh, yeah, last minute. Let me just pull out my booty.
It was my week, but oopsie.
But I think I could get one for you real quick here.
Ashley's the Pinterest queen.
I am. Like, I was realizing how many pins I have and that I need to organize them, which is sad because they're already organized into boards. My boards need to be organized. All right. How about...
Your favorite. It's your birthday. Oh, pressure there.
I know, right?
And while she's looking up that, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/2girlsandabottleofwine. We're on Twitter at @2girlsandwine, and we're on Instagram at @2girlsandwine. We're on Pinterest. I don't know how. having a moment. Dear Lord, I should not drink so much wine. Okay, are you ready with the quote?
Yes. Okay. All right, so the quote is, "A bird sitting on a tree is never afraid of the branch breaking because her trust is not on the branch but on its own wings. Always believe in yourself."
That's perfect for you.
I like it.
You're an awesome cheerleader for yourself.
Thanks.
Yeah. Very inspiring. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Party time.
Bye.
Bye.